The Ephesus of Paul's day was a great metropolis, and along with Alexandria of Egypt and Antioch of Syria, was among the three top cities of the East. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Ephesians. It was a center of commerce because of its great harbor, which gave it access to the world, and its easy connection with interior Asia by interlacing highways from the East. The population was about 250,000. It was a beautiful city. Its main street was paved with marble and was lined with magnificent monuments and great columns. The religious life centered around the worship of the goddess Diana of the Ephesians. Her temple was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. Paul's preaching, however, was so blessed of God that the cult of Diana and its mighty temple was seriously affected. A man named Demetrius, who was the head of the silversmith union, heard about Paul and his message. He manufactured miniatures of the temple and images of the goddess. The silversmiths became so worried about their business that they started a riot to try to stop Paul and the spread of the gospel. We can see that even though this religion was well entrenched, the gospel took root and flourished. Ephesus was also famous for its magic arts. Many of these people who had been immersed in the occult were converted to Christ. As a result, there was wholesale destruction of the occult literature for which Ephesus was famous. These books were well known throughout the world and were used as guides by the followers of demon worship. The production of these books was quite a large industry in the city. The books that were burned amounted to roughly $10,000. So we can see that in spite of the immorality and false religion that was so rooted and grounded in that place, the gospel once again proved to be the power of God. With all this built-in opposition to the Christian faith, it was necessary for the churches of that city to stick together in the unity of Christ. Paul did not want to see the believers begin to split up into Jewish church, Gentile church, but to remain one in Christ. They needed each other. To Paul, Christ was the one in whom there was room for people of different races, viewpoints, and backgrounds. He did not want the Gentile believers to be prejudiced against their Jewish brothers and vice versa. They were to look at each other as brothers in Christ. It is interesting that the word in appears about 90 times in this letter. The fact of our position in Christ permeates the entire epistle. He reminded the Ephesians that because they were in Christ, they had an exalted position indeed. To survive and flourish as Christians in the city of Ephesus required a unity of spirit that would enable the Christians to draw strength from each other. He was quick to remind them that they also had to maintain their vital union with God Himself as individual believers. This is one of the most profitable books of the Bible. Study it for your own growth and development as a disciple of Christ.